Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County ISU Extension Office is our youth coordinator as well as our 4-H coordinator, Kayla Hyatt Wilms, joining us now. So thank you very much, Kayla, for being on.
Thanks, Coltrane.
All right. So, Kayla, I guess just to reiterate for everybody, now that President's Day is over and done with here and you all enjoyed a nice day of vacation, I'm sure, we can kick things off about our spring certified commercial pesticide applicator trainings that are coming up.
Yes. Next week, we have our seed treatment on February 28th at 9 a.m. This is categories 4 and 10. This is your certification for commercial pesticide applicators. This is Iowa State Extension Outreach Pesticide Safety Education Program is sponsoring these continuing ed courses for our certified commercial pesticide applicators. Cost is $35, and if you cannot make it on February 28th, we will be holding reshows. Just give us a call at the Extension office at 515-386-386.
All right. And then something that we did announce for everybody last week, but a good reiteration just in case there's some people lingering out there that may want to take advantage of the program but can't do it necessarily here anymore, is your Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, our VITA program, our free tax preparation program, is full. We're serving 128 area residents on free tax preparation. We filled up in 30 days. So if you are still needing your taxes done, call 211. They should be able to help you find another free site or where to go to get your taxes done.
All right. And then something else out there for the little kiddos and their parents, guardians to take advantage of is a free program that involves literacy skills and improving those areas for the kids before they start in their school careers.
We have a program called Raising School Ready Readers. This focuses on how to incorporate learning into things you already do every day. The program is a 5-week program on Thursdays through March, so March 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. This is from 5:30 to 7:30. This is for 3 to 4-year-olds and their parents. Parents are required to attend. The location is here at the Green County Extension Office in our meeting room. Cost is free, like Coltrane said, with activities for the parents and preschoolers with light refreshments at every session. If you're interested in this program, feel free to give us a call at the Extension Office, and we would be happy to set you up with Sue, our families coordinator.
All right, now moving off into the 4-H realm, of course, you've got your brand new fundraiser that's going to be happening actually this weekend. Could you tell us a little bit about your brand new fundraiser for the young leaders?
Yes, our young leaders are holding a hot chocolate hustle. It is a cross-country terrain fun run and walk for the community. All the proceeds are going to go to the Green County Fairgrounds to help with any updates or changes we need to make to continue to make our fairgrounds progressive for future years and for our future 4-H'ers. We are past the deadline to register to guarantee a shirt, but if you're still interested in registering for our fun run for this Saturday, February 28th, the cost is $35. Check-in time is 8 o'clock, and our race will start at 9. It is 2 times around the fairgrounds, so you'll get to see all of the wonderful buildings that we have up, new buildings within the last few years. Please give me a call if you have any questions or if you're still interested in signing up.
All right, and something else for the younger kids that aren't quite at the 4-H age yet to take advantage of all that 4-H has to offer. You're still providing programs for those kids that are in the younger grades. Can you tell us a little bit about a next upcoming program?
Yes, the Green County Kettle Kids is getting started up again. This is our third year. This is for first through third graders who are interested in learning the importance of taking care of cattle and how to properly show them. Youth are required to attend 2 out of the 4 meetings. Registration deadline is March 9th and enrollment fee is $20. So stop by the Extension office. Forms went out in the schools a couple weeks ago, so you should have gotten that. But if you haven't, please give us a call and we can set you up with everything that you need.
And then, of course, some other things for 4-H related is one of them being your next swine weigh-in. And then, of course, FSQA is happening later on this week.
Coming up here in a couple weeks, we will be having our swine weigh-in on Saturday, March 10th from 8 to 9:30 at the fairgrounds. If you are planning to participate in rate of gain or the production class, you must weigh in. Also, a reminder to all of our swine exhibitors that you have to attend 1 project meeting. Those dates will be coming to you shortly in a letter, so please be keeping an eye out for that. Also, new this year that if you do not weigh in on March 10th, the only chance to get your tags will be at one of these meetings. We will not be giving giving out tags randomly in the office anymore, so you will have to be getting your tags at one of these meetings. Later this week, we'll be having our FSQA YQCA class. This is the last free FSQA training that we will be holding on February 22nd, so this Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. here at the Extension office. This is for all 4-H'ers and livestock projects except for dogs and horses. So if you're planning on showing anything except dogs and horses, please attend one of these trainings. Our next class will be the end of March, and those will be the only two face-to-face trainings we will have. The March class will cost $3 because it is going to be with a new curriculum. If you miss both of those classes, you can still take the YQCA online training. The cost for that is $12 per year. You can complete this course at the comfort of your own home any time or day. Just be sure that if you do complete the online YQCA training, you send me an email with your certificate attached so that way I can put that on file. And one last thing, don't forget that the final day to enroll in 4-H this year, this is brand new this year, is May 15th. That'll be the last day we are taking enrollments to be able to participate in the fair. So if you have not enrolled in 4-H yet, new members or returning, the last day to get your online and your enrollment fees into the office is May 15th. There is a $25 late fee per family, per returning family. Please be prepared for that as well. And if you have any questions about enrollment, feel free to give me a call.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank in Peyton. Let's Talk Green County program here with Green County ISU Extension 4-H and Youth Coordinator Kayla Hyatt-Wilms joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.